Number 121. The Artistic Soldier. The muscular soldier, who had been an unsuccessful musicologist in civilian life, sat down with his musket and munitions at his side, took out a stubby pencil and grubby paper, and continued writing his narrative. His leg muscles ached after the long, laborious march. He adjusted his glasses, which he wore because he was myopic. The summer sun had reached its nadir, but the forest was musty and murky. There was a familiar musky smell of unwashed men. There were mushrooms scattered around the forest floor. There was a myriad of other soldiers around him. Some were grouped together in musters, and he could hear their murmurs and nasal laughter. Others sat alone and were mute. Still others wandered around between the trees and muttered greetings to those others that they knew. Many men were feeling mutinous after several years of war, but any mutineer would be shot immediately, so talk of mutiny was necessarily muted. This long war had become an exercise in myopia, and the naivety of the officers led the soldiers to believe that they were muzzy. The soldier lay back and wished he had a muse who he could focus his artistic wishes upon and paint a mural of. He imagined her. She would suffer from narcissism. He enjoyed watching narcissists. They seemed overly concerned that parts of their bodies would mutate or be mutilated. They were namby-pamby and naive, because their characters were so nascent. They often feigned an interest in mystic things to make themselves appear more intellectual. The cry that lunch was ready brought him back to reality. He hadn't tasted decent food since joining the army and leaving his municipality. Today, lunch was mutton. The soldier doubted that it would be given to them in munificent amounts. The soldiers could nag all they liked, but munificence was virtually unknown amongst the caterers. The menu was mutable, but this mutability did not involve any change in the quality or quantity of food. The meal was mushy, as usual, but the soldiers wolfed it down as if they were drug addicts, and this was their only fix of narcotics for days. If he hadn't lost those muniments years ago, he would have been able to avoid the army and the war. Life was so cruel.